Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome, everyone. This is not Robert Scott Bell. This is TMB, and I got Super D with me, and we're going to be trying our best today to replace our fair-skinned brainiac orthorexic compadre.
We will do our best to emulate the master.
Yeah. We will emulate our Kemosabe. And by the way, what is Kemosabe? What did that mean? Remember Tonto always called the Lone Ranger?
You know, everybody uses that, and I don't know. You know what? That is a great question. Carry on. I'll find out.
I'm not sure what Kemosabe means, but
how do you even spell Kemosabe?
Don't start it with C-H-E-M-O, because you know we're opposed to that.
We're against that one, right?
We're against chemo. But yeah, so we're going to do our best to emulate and to hold the fort down, let's just say, for our friend Robert Scott Bell, who is heading up into the Great White South tonight. As a matter of fact, I just got out of the Great White. We just relocated up here to the hills of Tennessee. I live right next to Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone. Mm-hmm. And we've got several horses. And it is, I was telling Don before the show, the high tomorrow is supposed to be 14. The low tonight is supposed to be like -3. And so it's going to be cold, cold, cold. We just had to get out there and get hay to the horses, because that's actually the way that they have been created, to where they actually produce heat when they eat hay. It's like their own internal combustion engine keeps them warm if they're eating enough hay when it's cold. So we had to do that. I'm just thawing out right now. Hopefully Bryce will be bringing me some hot tea in a second. I just asked him for a cup.
Listen, here's the deal. You grew up, was it that you grew up in like Montana, or where you're like acclimated to that kind of weather, so you like it, right?
Are you saying that I'm grown up? Because that makes me feel good.
Well, on the outside, but and I get that. I mean, I totally get it. Some people, that's just what they're used to. Now, me, see, I'm the city slicker guy from the San Francisco Bay Area, okay? When it was like 60 degrees, we were like putting on sweaters. So that kind of weather, no thank you.
See,
no.
That's when I go outside without a shirt.
Yeah.
then all the neighbors laugh at me.
Right, right.
Who's that muscular guy? Now they're like, who's the fat old guy?
Yeah, well, somebody like you could walk out there in like a pair of shorts and just suspenders and look like, you know, like Hulk Hogan or something. But anyway, all right. So since you started off asking about Kemosabe,
yeah,
I just sent you the description there in Skype.
Okay, I'm seeing it. Yeah, Terman.
Yes, that is attributed to Tonto, but ultimately it was derived from something that looks like it's Kemosabe.
Kemosabe, right.
Which is a Potawatomi word that may mean he, she looks out in secret.
Wow. Or it's sometimes translated trusty scout. All right, that makes more sense, doesn't it? So Kemosabe, Lone Ranger was Tonto's trusty scout.
Yes.
All right, cool. Well, that's our new nickname for Robert. Not Kemosabe, but Scout. We'll call him Scout.
Hey, Scout. How are we going, Scout?
What's going on, Scout?
What are we doing today, man?
Well, we're just kind of shooting the breeze right now. Just going to try to relay some interesting information over the next couple hours. We do have a couple of great guests that you're going to want to stay tuned for. Bottom of this hour, we got Jared, the kid against chemo. And then bottom of hour number two, we've got Erin Elizabeth, who's going to be joining us talking about her her recent interview with a cardiologist that's completely opposed to vaccines.
Right.
And so we got a couple of really good guests in the next couple of hours.
This is not just an interview.
No, she scooped. Who was it on Fox?
She scooped Megyn Kelly on this interview, man.
Yeah. Megyn Kelly wanted the interview, but didn't get it. But Erin Elizabeth did. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna have her on bottom of next hour. Those are gonna be two segments you definitely don't want to miss. The rest of the time with Super Don and Ty, just shooting the breeze. You know, you can kind of tune out if you want. Go
make a sandwich, whatever. Yeah, you know.
As long as it's no nitrates in the meat.
All right.
Have a cup of coffee, have a coffee enema, whatever you want to do.
Oh, stop. See, what are we, how many minutes are we into the show now? Like 5 minutes and we're already hitting the enema jokes.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever you do, though, don't go showing any kind of a pipe to the cops.
Not just a pipe, maybe even just a piece of a broken pipe, right?
A piece of a broken pipe. Don't let them see that, because if they do, they might raid your house and destroy your house and almost burn it down. You want to talk about this article, Don? This is really amazing. Something that happened up in Wichita, Kansas, where the cops really are continually out of control nowadays, aren't they?
Well, they are. And I got to tell you, Ty, police brutality, it's been a big topic of the news for a while now, where people are starting to take a closer look. People are starting to pay attention. They're starting to take pictures. They're starting to do video and stuff like that. And we're finding that this really is a problem. And in this particular case, here's these people in Kansas. These cops came in. They beat down the door.
No knock raid.
And they physically assault these people, you know, put them on the ground. And they've got a picture here. I mean, now, look, I'll have to admit, that picture right there kind of looks like what my teenager's room looked like all the time. You know, there was no knock raid. But they actually did this. I mean, they just completely ransacked the house. And not only that, but it appears they nearly burned the house down.
Yeah. Yeah, they burned the house down. And what did they end up finding? Did they charge the men that had the house with anything, or did they just decide to?
Yeah, there was no meth lab weren't any of the top 10 most wanted people on the FBI list. Osama bin Laden's brother wasn't, you know, hiding in the closet. No, what they came up with was a broken piece of a marijuana pipe. That's it.
Right, a broken piece.
Not
even the whole pipe. So, okay. So there's a piece of a pipe.
Yes.
My question is that illegal? Because the bottom line is, it's a rhetorical question. It's not illegal. Pipes are not illegal.
Here's the thing. It depends. Now, we're talking about Wichita, Kansas. I don't know what their laws are regarding paraphernalia.
Right.
But I think in most places, paraphernalia is a citable thing. I mean, for the most part, especially in this day and age. But
I don't know if it is or not, because I know that, you know, for instance, in Texas, it's not. I mean, you can openly sell any kind of paraphernalia as long as...
But if it has residue on it, see, that's the thing. If it's got residue on it, that could be the difference.
Yeah. Right. And so they break into the house, they ransack it, almost destroy it, burn it down, and they find a piece of a pipe that might have residue from a plant on it. Give me a break. You know what? This really, I would like to go ransack those cops' house and give them a taste of their own medicine for doing this. This is policemen. This is the United States government gone wild. This is one of those things you could, you know, you've got that show Cops that's on. They should have a show Cops Out of Control that shows the other side of the coin, because that cop show paints the cops out to be altruistic and really out there to help us, and some of them are. I'm not opposed to law enforcement, but I would beckon to say that there's a good amount of cops that are on steroid trips, power trips, that are just, they were beat up in high school, now they're on steroids and shaved their heads, and they're glad that they can push you around and you can do nothing about it. This is getting out of control, to be honest. And who's to say that they didn't plant that? I mean, I know for a fact, I know people that were cops, not still are cops, but have been cops, and one of my good friends now lives in West Virginia. He's a former cop, and he said that every cop knows that every cop carries paraphernalia, guns, whatever it might need. So if they bust into somebody's home on purpose and find nothing, that they will plant it so that they don't get in trouble. Every cop does that. Not every cop does it, but every cop knows that that's a reality, and so they carry things that they could plant. My question is, how do we know that somebody didn't just plant a little piece of a pipe and find it?
Yeah, well, and even then, I mean, here's the thing. If a cop did that, that has got to be the dumbest cop I've ever seen in my life. He says, listen, if you're going to plant something to somehow justify what you've just done in that house,
right,
you'd think he could come up with something better than a broken piece of a marijuana pipe, right? I mean, throw a kilo of heroin or something, you know? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But you know, long story short, it's a problem. And thank goodness for the internet and for activist people out there that are continuing to point the finger at this injustice that's going on, very much like what we're seeing in a lot of the other areas that we're looking at right now with the, you know, the medical kidnapping and with the, you know, the stuff like that. There is just an enormous overreach of power.
Yeah.
There is an enormous amount of corruption within government, not just at the very top, but all the way down to the state governments and to the local governments. And it takes people like the brave people that talked about this story and all the other people out there that are willing to take that chance, willing to put themselves out there in order to try and expose, you know, this corruption, this injustice out there. That is how things are going to change. And I think we're starting to see a lot of things like that are reaching a tipping point.
I think
people
so too.
Are now willing to stand up and expose these things and put themselves in the line of fire because it's the right thing to do.
I think so too. I'm seeing a huge tipping point. The tide has shifted, and I'm very encouraged about where we're heading. But you know what it takes is just us, you know, shows like this talking about stuff so people are aware of it. Because if it weren't for this, shows like RSB Show, yeah, not a lot of shows are talking about this. You're not going to hear about this on the mainstream news. So that's another good reason to keep tuning into shows like this. Oh, by the way, after the cops ransacked and almost burned down the house, they were later seen at the local Dunkin' Donuts. Apparently, they had an all-you-can-eat donut night, and so they were there for the rest of the night. And
yeah,
they were celebrating. I think they had the munchies.
The munchies, yes. Are we going to talk about the munchies?
Let's talk about the munchies after the break.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right, man. We got Super E and T&B right now, trying our best to emulate RSB. He's traveling to the Great White South. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, so we're talking about the munchies, right? We're talking about the munchies, the steroid freak cops that we're seeing at the donut shop. Mm-hmm. In the, was that so? Susanna Hoff, remember that shop, the cops down at the donut shop?
Susanna Hoff. Hold on. You're talking about the Bengals, right? Yeah. She was the cute one.
I honestly don't remember what she looked like, but I do remember that they had a song that had something about the cops at the donut shop. You remember that?
Yeah, I do kind of remember that. Yeah.
What was that?
That was a few years ago.
Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yes.
So that was from Walk Like an Egyptian.
Cops now, down at the donut shop say, ayo, ayo.
Of course, we're done singing it. So the cops that were seen down at the donut shop, they had the munchies. So I want to ask you, Don, Super Don, Super D, why did they have the munchies? Because I'm guessing that they may have stolen the stash from the house and smoked it.
Well,
they had the munchies. Why?
Well, believe it or not, there is a scientific explanation for this. Thanks to some scientists. Let's see, where are these guys from? Where did they do this study? I don't even know. Half the time, it's ridiculous. But researchers actually sat down and said, we need to explore the secrets of marijuana munchies.
Yeah.
Because they'd already cured cancer, so they had nothing else to do. So they got together, and they found out that
it was Yale.
Yale. Ivy League. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Ivy League. Cool.
So, they found out that the marijuana munchies appear to be driven by neurons in the brain that normally suppress the appetite. And they found a very ironclad source of the proof of this. And you know how they did it?
Let me take a guess. They tested it on 100 people next to bags of Doritos.
No. They went far more reliable than that. They actually took a bunch of stoned mice.
Okay.
And observed them and found out that that is why you get the munchies.
You know what? Everyone that has ever partaken in that would not need the study to confirm that.
Well, here's what I'm fascinated about. How do you get a mouse stoned? I'm trying to visualize a bunch of mice. They make like tiny little bongs, and
they probably burn the cannabis and just put them in a confined space. Is what I'm guessing.
Yeah,
you know, and then leave them in there. That's probably what
obviously happened. we're being silly here, but yeah, I mean, it was a mouse study that they did to find out why people get the munchies. Now, I don't really know why that's important.
Why is that important? I mean, that's something that's self-evident. Well, why are researchers studying this?
I can tell. I think I can tell you why. And see, it's having been a student of Robert Scott Bell for you know, about 9 years now. Here's where I'm going to guess this is going. What they want to do is they want to isolate and figure out, number one, what part of the marijuana causes the munchies, and number two, the pathway in order to try and synthesize some type of chemical to create a drug that would then emulate the process that marijuana goes through, you know, of causing the munchies, so they can create a drug that will then help to increase people's appetite.
Yeah, and of course that's I'm sure that's one of the reasons, and of course it would never work as well as the natural plant, but that's what our efforts always fall short. One of the interesting things about it, though, this sounds kind of funny, and you're wondering why are we talking about this. One of the best treatments for late stage cancer, when the patients are dying from cachexia, the wasting syndrome, is marijuana, pot, cannabis, sativa, whatever you want to call it, hemp. That is one of the best treatments because it stimulates the appetite and it helps them to eat. So, you know, this is not something that is irrelevant to the typical discussion here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's a very potent treatment for cancer. And, you know, speaking of treatments for cancer, I'm really excited. After this next break here in a minute or so, we are going to have Jared, the kid against chemo, for the 15-minute segment to talk about being diagnosed with cancer and what he's doing to treat it. He was recently featured on the front page of a magazine here in Southwest United States. I cannot remember what the name was, but I'll find it over the break, and we'll touch base with Jared after the break.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Y'all hang tight. We'll be right back.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, I'm glad that he can make sense out of medical propaganda because I can't. But I'm not Robert. So.
Oh, come on. You maybe do an outstanding job. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. You know, I was fishing for a compliment and you did it. So thank you.
You used good bait.
I appreciate that. Very, very nice. Well, hey, listen, we got on the line with us here. Let me kind of give these folks a proper introduction. Lisa and Jared. Jared is known as the Kid Against Chemo. We back in the fall when we launched the Quest for the Cures Continues. Charlene began to show me some posts that she was finding on Facebook from this little from the Kid Against Chemo, and she said, "Man, this boy is amazing. He is." She told me all that he's doing. He'd been diagnosed with cancer, and he's doing this and that, and he's posting our stuff, and really just kind of getting a buzz going. So we started reposting a lot of his stuff and just started communicating with Jared and with his mom, Lisa. And just turns out they're great people, a real inspiration to us. And, you know, we were privileged to fly them down to Austin to give some money to them after the Quest for the Cures continues. And just I consider them our friends now, really good friends. And so it's an honor to have you both on the show tonight. Jared, Lisa, thank you for joining us on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Ty. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. We really, really, you are an inspiration to Charlene and myself and to our kids. I mean, they just love getting a chance to meet you in Austin. And I know that you're an inspiration to thousands and tens of thousands more people that are out there that are following you on Facebook. And, you know, they're looking forward to seeing you speak. Jared, tell us about the upcoming San Diego conference here in March that you're going to be speaking at.
March 18th, right?
That's March 20th.
Oh, 20th. I'm going to be speaking at a conference about natural healing.
And we're actually going, Ty, for the whole weekend to learn as much as all these people are looking forward to. And Jared's not sure what day exactly he's going to be speaking, but someday,
right,
one of those few days, he'll be on there talking. And hopefully we're going to learn more than we already have learned from you.
Well, they're not going to tell you when he's speaking probably till the last, because they don't want people just buying tickets for one day to come see Jared.
Right.
They're going to keep him guessing and make him buy for the whole weekend, because Jared's the star that people want to come see. You know, he's just inspired so many people. And so we're just really happy to be able to help in any way possible, to help spread the word. And you know, so what I'd like to do is to go back, Jared and Lisa, almost a year. And tell us about Jared's diagnosis and what happened from the time that you realized that he had cancer, and what did you do to treat it? Now, Jared, how old are you?
I am 17 now.
Okay, so Jared's 17, so this was less than a year ago. Tell us the story of being diagnosed.
Well, at the time I was 16, and I had really bad stomach pain around June, like around that summer. And so my mom rushed me to the hospital, and we stayed there for a couple of days, and we thought that I could have had a virus or, you know, anything.
Mm-hmm.
But then I did a couple of tests, and then about a couple of weeks after I was diagnosed with cancer, they decided to do chemo like right away, and
okay. So almost immediately, they diagnosed you. They want you to start chemo, right?
Right, and
okay.
Within the first few days, Ty, of the diagnosis.
Okay, did they go over any of the potential toxicities from chemo, the side effects that you might expect once you start their regimen of treatment?
They gave us a bunch of handouts for me as mom to read over and to explain to Jared.
Okay.
We asked if we could have time to talk about it as a family and go home, think about it. Jared had also had his appendix taken out. When he
okay.
had that stomach pain, they told us the appendix was diseased, so they rushed him in to do an appendectomy, and that's when they saw the tumors all in
okay.
the abdomen, one being almost 10 centimeters.
Okay. Well, that's
so
a big tumor, 10 centimeters.
Right away, he was still recovering from surgery, and then it was
okay.
off for chemo.
Cool. So they wanted to rush into chemo. So what'd you do? Did you go for the chemo, Jared?
Well, I thought about it for a couple of days, and then I decided...
Oh, not a couple of days, but...
Well, I decided to do chemo because, well, what I was originally going to do was do both, do chemo and then do also natural methods as well. And plus on top of that, if I ever thought the chemo was too much, I could always stop, so...
Right.
So you did some chemo.
You're right. You
yeah.
did some chemo.
He did one cycle.
So one cycle of chemo. How did it make you feel? What were the side effects?
I had a really bad bone pain, so bad that I couldn't walk. I could barely stand. My parents had to help me to the bathroom and to help me shower. I had really bad mouth sores. And my gums were so swollen that even when I would brush my teeth, my gums would just bleed.
And they actually, Ty, you couldn't even see his teeth. Jared has braces, and before they started chemo, I asked them if they thought it was a good idea. Shouldn't we just get these braces taken off? And they said, no, it's okay. And by the time he was done with those few treatments that he got, you couldn't even see his braces. His gums were swollen all the way down around his braces.
Wow.
He had GI system sores, and the sores went all the way through his mouth, all the way through out through his anus. He couldn't sit. He couldn't eat. He lost 16 pounds, right, Jared?
Yeah.
And then we had a really weird effect, too, of his vision, right?
Oh, yeah.
He just...
sometimes, if I was... I could see people fine, but if I was, like, reading something, whether it be on Facebook or whatever...
Yeah.
Like, the whole phone...
It'd be blurry, right?
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
And then he also had to wear sunglasses in the house because the glares and...
Because the light would actually hurt my eyes from...
Mm. We had to stop using silverware because everything tasted like metal.
Wow.
It was not a good quality of life.
Hurt my teeth, but I never heard.
Yeah, it hurt his teeth too. He was on also several painkillers while this was going on as well, so...
Wow.
This is on top of...
Oxycodone.
He was on... high doses, and it was probably the worst thing I've ever experienced as a parent.
I bet it was. So seeing Jared go through these terrible side effects of the chemotherapy, which, by the way, the reason that he had these side effects is the chemotherapy was destroying his immune system and was destroying his healthy cells. And so that's why these side effects... They don't just happen to Jared. They happen to most people that take chemo, because chemo destroys all cells that are fast dividing, not just the cancer cells. It destroys the good cells. So, Lisa, you saw Jared. He's feeling terrible. He's just, you know, it looks like he's going downhill fast. What was his choice after the first round of chemo? What happened?
After the first round of chemo, he came to us, and we had family out visiting, and he just told all of us that he wanted to stop. He was ready to... had the best quality of life he could have, which was basically they told us he had 6 months. So we said we wanted to sign him out of the hospital and that he was going to go home and look for other treatments. So that's where we left the hospital.
Awesome. And so when he went home, quit the chemo, what other treatment protocols did you get on there, Jared? What did you start doing that you weren't doing before?
Well, I am. We switched all our food to organic, non-GMOs, and then I also do detoxing and nutrition, and I take a bunch of supplements like vitamin C. I juice all organic vegetables, and I do a prayer every night.
Great. And you sound like someone that you'll get a chance to meet out in San Diego, a good friend of mine, Chris Wark, ChrisBeatCancer.com. He was diagnosed with stomach cancer or colon cancer, and he said he decided instead of overdosing on poison, he would overdose on nutrition. Did something very similar, just started taking in all these juices and vegetables and fruits, organics, and all of this nutrition to help his body have the power to heal itself, and it did.
And what we also found, Ty, is he couldn't even walk to the mailbox when we first got home. And as soon as we started juicing and he started detoxing with the infrared sauna and the rebounder and the skin brushing and all the other stuff that goes along with, you know, these several treatments, you're not just doing one. I mean, this is, for him, it's almost a full-time job.
Right.
You know, when he's fighting for his life, but... We couldn't believe the difference. Within a few days, the juice was coming through. His skin was getting vibrant. He was going to the bathroom regularly. He was able to not only walk to the mailbox, he was able to walk around the block. Now he hikes 3 miles and there's no problem. It's just amazing to watch that transformation.
I bet there's nothing like that for you.
And his hair is growing back nice and curly.
Yeah, I was noticing that in the recent pictures. You look great there, Jared.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, so basically you've overdosed on nutrition. You're getting all this vitamins and minerals and all these enzymes and probiotics, all of these things that are giving your body the power, the fuel that it needs to heal itself. and you're healing, right? How are you doing now? The doctors, this is something that we had dinner in Austin after the charitable check presentation. I remember we were talking at that organic place in Austin, Texas, about the oncologist that told you that you'd be dead in 6 months. Tell us about that.
Yeah, when I told him that I wasn't going to stop chemo, he...
You were going to stop chemo. Yeah.
He explained to me what it was like to die. He said that, that it was going to feel like I was drowning underwater. And so he told me that I had, at most, 6 months to live. But I still went for it, because you can die on chemo as well, and so I just figured even if I was gonna die, I would at least have a better quality of life and at least be at home and right. Be able to enjoy myself.
You know what? Let's y'all hang with us over this last break, and we want to get you back on here after the break to finish this story. This is too important to cut off now. I want to get the rest of the story, and we can talk about that scumbag oncologist that told you that. And we'll get the rest of the story from Jared and Lisa. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on the Scott Pell Show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Pell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back. I was just, letting Jared enjoy the.
You were just listening. Oh, it was the music.
Yeah,
it was,
you know, we over the break we were talking to Lisa and Jared, and you know, Jared really enjoys the bumper music here on the show, and you know, I like that song too. So I was just gonna let it play for a minute. Let Jared enjoy the bumper.
You like that song? Who did that? Who did that song?
That was Rat, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Very good. All right.
What do you think, Jared? You like that?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I do too. Good music we got going here on the show. But let's get back to the story that we were talking about just before the break. Got a very short segment here, about 4 to 5 minutes left. You were talking about how the knucklehead, bonehead, insensitive, potentially criminal oncologist, those were my thoughts, told you that you'd be dead in 6 months. Okay. In my opinion, any oncologist that tells someone they're dead in 6 months is assuming the position of God and should be removed from their job, and potentially, if the person actually does die, potentially prosecuted, because the mental state of cancer patients, the emotional aspect of cancer,
right.
You place that fear into somebody, you are responsible in part for their death if they die. But that's another story altogether. He was wrong, wasn't he, Jared? You're past 6 months now, and you're not only alive, you're probably healthier than the oncologist.
That's probably true.
So let's talk about a couple things real quick before we have to end the segment here. We've got Jared on the cover of Green Living Magazine. How did that happen? It's on Facebook. It's on the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Picture of Jared on the cover of Green Living. Talk about that real quick.
Jared, you want to talk about what a great experience that was?
Yeah.
He really enjoyed it, right? First time we ever had a photographer here at the house taking pictures, right?
Well, that's awesome. I mean, I'm looking at the pictures on Facebook, and Super Don took a screenshot of the magazine. You can read it online. But just some fantastic pictures, a great article, really making headways, really getting a lot of press, a lot of publicity, which is great because people that are under the age of 18 are people too, and they have choices that they should be able to make, and they shouldn't be forced anything by, quote, officials in higher powers. So I'm just, you know, I'm really encouraged with your publicity you're getting, Jared, with the Green Living magazine cover. And just within the last few days, you were at the Capitol there in Arizona speaking to senators about treating cancer naturally, right? I was reading some emails that y'all sent within the last couple of days.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, we went down there, Ty, and they were really great. We handed out Jared's story and his journey and explained to them what's going on and, you know, why we need help. And, you know, Jared wants kids to know there's a choice, right?
Yeah.
Yep. There should be a choice. And that's how it should be. But they were very responsive. We went down for Bill 1284 to be in support for that, but also to share Jared's story and to get it out there.
That's awesome. I'm really happy for that. I looked at some of those pictures, and I'm thinking this is just amazing that these elected public servants, they're not officials, they're public servants, by the way, but these elected public servants of ours were listening to Jared and Lisa and really seemed to want to learn about how he's successfully treating cancer. Because you know what? They can regurgitate the party line all they want. Radiation, chemotherapy are the only ways to treat cancer. Go get some surgery, get it cut out. But people know inherently, they know instinctively, intuitively, that these treatments don't work. And those senators are no exception. So I'm just really thrilled that you have this platform, really thrilled that you're going to be in San Diego next month speaking. I can't wait to hear you. And just let us know where they can find you, Jared. What's your Facebook, what's your website? And I know we're going to link through on the show notes on robertscottbell.com, but go ahead and give us those real quick.
Yeah, my Facebook page is Kid Against Chemo.
And you can get all the information on there about his book, and we're just finishing in the process of a website. So we're continuing that knowledge out there, so that knowledge is power. People know it's not the only thing to do is chemo. There's other routes.
You're awesome. You're awesome. Go to Facebook. Buy his book. Follow Jared and Lisa and on their amazing journey. You are awesome. You're my hero. You're Charlene's hero. The kiddo's hero. We really love you, and we can't.
Thank you, Ty.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.